This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Lulu and Michael podcast for all the bits you missed
from Joy 94.9.
Now, this has already been a massive welcome back on Joy's show for us.
It's been.
And what a bloody great way to end it with the one and the only Jerry Mitchell.
Welcome.
We bring our crowd wherever we go.
Well, you have, it was one of those CVs that you look at and think, what the, you've done the lot.
I'm old.
No,
that's not what I mean.
It means your bloody experience. I know that. If we may be mistaken, you are only Tony Award winning performer we've had on this show. Am I right, Lulu?
I'd have to say yes to
I
that.
I think
wow.
so.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I've also got a couple of Helpman Awards, which I think are
there
even more
go.
Exciting.
No.
No.
They're not more exciting than a Tony.
I've got more Tonys than I have more Helpmans than I have Tonys.
I reckon all of the above are pretty bloody great. And you are over here directing and choreographing Kinky Boots.
Yes, Kinky Boots.
Which is literally going to, it's weird. It's one of those musicals, having just watched it in London and loving it, it's definitely going to go down well in Melbourne.
I hope so.
What is it? What made you want to get involved in the beginning?
When Daryl Roth, the producer, and Hal first gave me the movie, I had kind of secretly thought it might make a great musical, mm-hmm. but I had never seen it. I had only seen the album cover. Of course, the boots attracted me.
Sure.
But then I watched the movie, and I kind of got choked up in a couple of scenes about these two guys and trying to accept themselves and coming together to build something, and by coming together, accepting each other and everyone else accepting them. And Harvey loved that idea and that story. And
it could easily be just a corny way of yet another story like
that. But it was Cindy's music.
And also the story, though, the dialogue is handled in a way that it doesn't come across that way at all.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I think it's, you know, we worked really hard on it. We had an amazing time. And I've been able to go everywhere. And I keep saying to the cast, it's kind of like bowling. You set these pins up and you knock them down. And by the end of the night, you've got a strike.
Yeah.
And that happens no matter where we go.
I've also got another thing I reckon why as well. It's Northern. Northerners are known for their honesty.
Yeah, they're very honest.
They don't
honest.
Take any nonsense in the Australian way, really.
And I stress that with the cast. Play the honest truth of these people. These are real people.
That's right.
We've got every shape and size on that stage.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but it sounds to me very similar a similar story to Billy Elliot in the way that it's got that honesty and the truth.
And the full Monty.
It's certainly cut from that British cloth of working class stories about people who succeed.
Yeah. And just that thing that you can somehow you can relate to it even though you have nothing to do with that.
Strangely enough, people see themselves on the stage. They see themselves
in the cast that you can pick out and go, I've felt like that, or.
Okay, at what point did someone go, I know, why don't we ring Cindy Lauper?
It was Harvey's brother.
Right.
We had worked on the book, and Harvey's brother, who is a lawyer and represents Harvey, suggested Cindy, and so Harvey called her up, and we had both worked with Cindy separately, Harvey and I, on other occasions. I choreographed her in the Gay Games in New York when she remade Girls Just Want to Have Fun with Hey Now, and it was 50 drag queens backing her up. So it just kind of all seemed like the perfect mix.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's that grit to this as well that, you know, I think there is that honesty that we talked about as well. And that's Cindy's music as well, isn't it? Okay, Girls Just Want to Have Fun is, you know, candy and
Cindy,
pop, but there's an honesty to
Cindy. Cindy, as a lyricist in this show, really sort of, no pun intended, showed her true colors and what she's capable of.
Are you
because
sure that wasn't intended?
It was not intended. She really was surprising to me, but I think she relates to the character of Lola because I think in the music industry, she always had to fight to do what she wanted. And so she hit the nail on the head.
She was completely unique, completely different, and not, I guess not always
and never,
wanted by
and
everybody.
And never changed that.
No.
Still to this day.
Yeah. We heard a great story about Cindy being asked when she did a gig to make sure that the people that were in the audience were getting up and dancing and going down the front. The house manager says, you need to stop doing this because everybody needs to sit down or we'll cancel the concert. And she said, you need to cough. And I thought, that's great.
I'm sure she did.
That's fantastic. Well, the wonderful Cyndi Lauper there, and our guest is Jerry Mitchell. This is Lulu and Michael on Joy, and I would love to know all about the cast for Kinky Boots.
Well, today we did a reading of the show. The very first time we sang, the past 2 days we've been working on the music, so this is the first time we read and sang the entire show, and the cast was incredible. I mean, Toby's amazing, Sophie's amazing, Tegan's amazing, Callum, who we actually brought from London, who's the boy who's playing Lola, was sensational, and the angels are going to blow everybody away. They're gorgeous.
Now, they're the ones that are in drag, aren't
they?
They're the ones
who back up Lola in her club, yeah. 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 There's six of them, and they're stunning.
And does everyone...
And about 7 feet tall.
Yeah. Once Do they all arrive knowing it? You know, are they...
No. Some of the cast had actually seen a production either in London or New York in their travels, but a lot of them didn't know the show. They'd watched clips here and there and watched the movie, right. But they were just reading it for the first time.
Wow. Because,
you never know what to do, whether to do that or not. Because I think with the director, you go in and you think, well, they might not want me to know it a certain way, and then they might come in and do it their own way.
I always ask them to do it their own way.
Yes.
I never expect an actor to repeat what another actor did in a previous production.
Which is great.
It's no fun. It's no fun for me.
No, but you never know, though.
It's no fun for
That's
me.
That's the thing.
I mean, Sophie today, she literally made me laugh in places no one had ever made me laugh. Toby, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want them to bring that originality to the performance.
Excellent.
Which is amazing, and obviously how good they are as a performer, then, because you've watched it a lot. You've been involved with it a lot. You've directed
this. This is our seventh production.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you could imagine getting a little bored with it.
Well, when it's in Korean and Japanese, I really have to play catch up.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you go doing it in other countries like that? Do you
have an interpreter sitting next to you every second,
and you
telling
hope
you
they're
everything.
Telling you everything?
Yeah.
No, that was really funny. You'll love it. Yeah. You'll love it.
You want to get on well with them, wouldn't you? You know,
lots of gifts.
It would be. We could obviously spend hours with you. We haven't got hours, sadly. Because we just looked, you know, all those shows that you've done is just phenomenal. But it is all about Kinky Boots.
And Kinky Boots, definitely Kinky got Boots. That we're going to paint the town red.
Absolutely. All opens in October.
Which is coming around pretty quick.
It blooming well is, and we can't wait.
And it's on at Her Majesty's, so you can get tickets on Ticketek, I guess.
And through Her Majesty's as well. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
You've been listening to a Lulu and Michael podcast. Listen live every Wednesday afternoon from 4
on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.